So if you saw on your tour sheet and you saw on the sign, the shiur that I'm about to give is about, really, Av Yashir, which I titled The Personal and National Song of Jewish Life. And as we go along, hopefully you'll see why, but just to be very clear, I'll be sure to point it out at the end. But if you're following with the Parshiot, so then you know the next week's Parsha is Parsha B'Shalach. I know I'm a week ahead of time. But I was thinking a lot about this concept that Parsha B'Shalach is also known as Shabbat Shira. There are not so many Shabbatot throughout the year that have this like unique name, right? We have Shabbat HaGadol, Shabbat Shuva, and they all seem to be a Shabbat that really has a purpose that's very valuable. So I was thinking about like what is it about the Shira in next week's Parsha that deserves the name Shabbat Shira? What is it about Av Yashir that is so incredibly significant? And what does it teach us about Shira in general? What is it about Shira and Yiddishkeit that makes it worthwhile to have a Shabbos all to its name? And if you think about a Shabbos Shuva, okay, like so much of our focus is like around the Yom Noraim and we have to do Tshuva, and that's something we focus on for almost two full months, or basically two full months. And it's not like Av Yashir doesn't get recognition. Like we have a day to celebrate Kriyas Yamsuf on Pesach. So in order to like understand what Av Yashir is all about, I want to go back to the source, and I want to take a look at the value of Shira in general, and what song and what music is all about in Judaism. So, if you bear with me, take a look at number one on your sheet. So this is, the Shmos Rabba brings down about Av Yashir. Av Yashir Moshe, hadahu dechtiv, Pia patcha b'chachma v'torah chasara l'shona, miyom shebara ha-kadosh baruch hu et ha'olam ba'ad she'amdu Yisrael al hayam, lumatzinu adam she'amar shira la-kadosh baruch hu, ela Yisrael. From the time that Hashem created the world until this moment, in next week's Parsha, in Parsha B'Shalach, when we cross the Yam Suf, no one sang Shira to Hashem, except for B'nai Yisrael. Bara adam harishon, v'lo amar shira. Hitzel Avraham mikiv shana ish umin hamelachim v'lo amar shira v'chein Yitzchak min hamachelet v'lo amar shira v'chein Yaakov min hamalach umin Esav umin anshishchem v'lo amar shira. And if you go through the history of everything that happened in the Sefer Bereishit and everything that's happened to Bnei Yisrael up until now, I mean, it doesn't go on and on, but you could go on and on. The Makos and everything that's taken place, there have been so many miracles. There have been personal miracles, national miracles, and this is the first time that we ever see an actual expression of song taking place. Kivan Shabal Yisrael Ayam, but then what happens? We come to the Yamsuf, Vinikra Lahem Yad, Amrushira Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem splits the Yamsuf, and immediately what is their reaction? They sing Shira. Shene Amar, Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Havi Pia Patzcha B'Chachma, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Le'ilu Hayiti Mitzapa. I've been waiting for this. Since the creation of the world until the time that we split, we crossed the split Yom Tov, Hashem has been waiting for Shira. And this is the first time we do it. So there are a few questions here. The first one being, why did we wait so long? Like what has to take place in order for Shira to occur? And what is it that Hashem loves so much about Shira? What is it about music and about song that makes it so beloved in the eyes of Hashem? And if you're going to ask me what about, like, I mean, for those of you who are holding in Tehillim a little bit, so just to make note of it so I don't cross over it, the Eitz Yosef, which comments on the Shmos Rabba, just points out, Afal gab de mizmor shir leyom ha-shabbos amar adam arishon v'chein Avram amar gam ki mizmor maskil le'itan ha-azrachi. Those who say that Avram and Adam and other people were part of writing Sefer Tehillim, so they also wrote Mizmorim, so would that count as Shira? So the Eitz Yosef says, "Haynu she'amru b'derech tefila u'bakasha, aval lo amru shira b'lshon hove v'shevach al shavar." They sing anything that they wrote that was considered a Mizmor, anything that we call some form of a song, was really not the type of Shira that we're discussing, but rather it was a tefila to Hashem, it was a request, as opposed to Shira, which he now says, what is Shira? It is a lashon of shevach. It's some kind of praise. I'm not promising you that I'm going to throw any big chidushim your way. I'm sure you're familiar with this concept that song is praise, but I do think this like awareness is going to help you, and hopefully we'll see how. Okay, so now what is it about Shira? Hashem's been waiting since the creation for Shira. What is unique about music? Anyone? Anyone musical in here? There are a nice amount of you up on the stage at Kedma, so somebody in here is musical. What?
It's emotional.
It's emotional. Which does what for you? Meaning, okay, so now you're an emotional human being. What?
It's cathartic.
It's cathartic. Yeah, what do these things do for you? Makes you happy.
No,
brings you closer to action.
Really
some make you really sad. Yeah. It gives right. It meaning it again like very similar. It makes you emotional. It gives you feeling without necessarily you having to express anything. Any other thoughts? Okay, so let's take a look. What is the source for Shira in Torah? What is Shira? Where does it come from? Let's take a look at number two. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Minayin Leikar Shira Min HaTorah Rav Matana Amar Mehecha Tachar Asher Lo Avada Hashem Elkecha B'Simcha B'Tuv Leivav Eizo Hi Avoda She B'Simcha B'Tuv Leivav Havei Omer Zeh Shira Tanu Rabbanan Hashir Me'aki V'Zakor. Okay, we're not going to go inside. So what is the source for Shira in the Torah? It's in bold. It's not a trick question. Okay. I had a similar thing happen in my class on Sunday. That's just this like silence. It's kind of awkward. Avoda Shabbos Simcha Ubetuv Levav. Okay, so what is Shira? Avoda Shabbos
Simcha.
Good. Somebody said, who said it over there? Somebody said it. Whatever. So somebody said it over there that Shira is an act of Simcha, right? When you are happy, it brings you to song. Happiness brings you to song, song brings you to happiness. So when the pasuk in Devarim says that we should serve Hashem b'simcha, right? Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha, bo'u l'fan of bir na'na. What are we supposed to do when we serve Hashem with simcha? The proper way to serve Hashem through simcha is through song. Why? So now let's get to what Megan said and what Alana said. Take a look at Lekach Ve'alibov. David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Amar, LeDavid Mizmor Chesed U'Mishpat Ashir Elach. The Hing Shah Kadish Barhu Osa Chesed, Hing Shah Kadish Barhu Osa Din Mishpat, Vishnehem Yesh Midat Hishtavot, Ushnehem Ivim Otobi Deshira. David HaMelech wrote that we sing to Hashem through Chesed and Mishpat that Hashem does, I'm going to sing to you. Meaning what? Be it when Hashem does Chesed for you. Hashem does a kindness. Hashem makes you happy. Hashem brings goodness into your life. Or Hashem does Mishpat, something negative happens. You've been judged. You get punished, whatever it may be, and that's specific situation, they both hold something similar. Because what? Both types of emotions are supposed to lead us to song. V'hini b'beit hamikdash osa din haya hakara b'hanagat habore b'tachlit hashlimut. In the Beit Hamikdash, back in those days, when we had a Beit Hamikdash, so what happened in the Beit Hamikdash? Hashem Shechina dwells in the Beit Hamikdash, which means what? That every single thing that takes place in the Dalet Amos of the Beit HaMikdash is totally clear that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you step foot in there, you immediately have this recognition of Hashem's presence in your life, and you immediately recognize that no matter what's happening, be it good or bad, it's from Hashem. Okay, you hold it. Following? Shehaya lahem chatzotrot, she'al yedeim amru shira, hina ha-chaseh ve-hina ha-mishpat. And in the Beit HaMikdash, they had the chatzotrot, which were the form that they used for music. They're the kli that was used for music. And they were used in a time of chesed or in a time of mishpat. Everything was the same in the Beit HaMikdash. Because of the recognition of Hashem, that everything came from Hashem. It didn't matter if it was chesed, it didn't matter if it was mishpat. Either way, we're supposed to break out in song. U'meila meivan ki shnei mitzvah achad, ki yesod shneihem hu achad, v'haynu shira la kadosh baruch hu, heim b'matzav shel simcha, heim b'matzav shel tzara. What, at the end of the day, is similar about Simcha and about Tzara? They are both emotional feelings. So what's the goal? Whether you're feeling really, really happy, or you're feeling really, really sad, either one awakens a sense of emotion. It awakens sensitivities, and it makes you think in a different way than you were thinking otherwise. So like, Bethany, you're walking through your everyday routine, everything's going as normal, and you get this amazing news that your sister just got engaged. So what's going to happen? The feelings of your entire day are going to change, right? Everything about your being, you're feeling, suddenly you're feeling emotional and you're connecting to people in a different way because you feel that kind of emotion. And lo aleinu, if the opposite happened, you got a phone call that something terrible happened, then the same thing is going to happen, right? You find out bad news and it changes the way that you emotionally interact with people around you. Ha'adam margish bilibo ruach hit oru, v'tachlis yis oru hu lahaviyoto lidei hitkarvel Hashem. And no matter what emotion we feel, the concept of breaking out from our routine and feeling some kind of emotion is supposed to bring us closer to Hashem. Kol shinoi haba la'adam hu la'oru meshinato mehergal ha'chaim, she'evo lidei shira, she'hu inyan hitkarvel Hashem. What is shira? Shira is something we're supposed to do when we feel close to Hashem. And we can feel close to Hashem, be it through negative emotions or positive emotions. Shira hu inyan hits roma mud hanefesh v'hitz karvel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole inyan of shira is supposed to come from a rising of emotions within us. And it's not a given if that's going to be positive or negative emotions. Generally, I think we do relate shira to happy times. Have you ever been at a simcha without music? A siyum, an engagement party, a wedding, I don't know, throw something else out there. Have you ever been to one where people aren't singing or dancing or humming or actual live music? Unless you're at like a wedding in Yerushalayim where live music is like questionable. Generally, music is everywhere in the world of Judaism because it comes from emotions. And we need emotions to connect to Hashem. So I just want to do a little something. Do me a favor, okay? Close your eyes. I promise I'm not going to do your ears. Close your eyes, okay? There we go, okay? Somebody tell me something about the way they felt. Any of what you heard. Be brave, somebody.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
What was awesome? Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata makes you feel awesome. Okay, yeah.
A change of emotions.
A change of emotions. Anything? Any specific emotions anyone felt? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that the music that we heard, like, is palpable to memories that we associate with the music. Like,
very interesting.
You know, Hakuna Matata makes you happy because you think about when you were a kid. And I think, was that the music from Schindler's List?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like really sad. Mozart's really intense.
Spades, but it's okay. We won't tell anyone. Okay, we got intense, sad, happy because we're kids. Anything else?
Like dancing.
Dancing. Makes you want to dance. Okay, good. In short, my point, which is obvious and clear, is that not only does Shira come from feeling a certain way, right? You go to a simcha, so you want to sing because you're happy, is that if you listen to certain types of music, so they're going to make you feel certain emotions, right? Different music brings out different emotions in you, and it has this tremendous koach that it's not just, okay, so I'm feeling really, really happy, and I don't know how to express it, so let me jump out and stand on the table and sing a song for you, which I know some people do and some people are not into. But at the same time, probably everyone in this room, even if you don't consider yourself a musical person, if you were to hear certain types of music, it is going to affect you in a certain way. Now, obviously, if you didn't take this seriously and you didn't close your eyes and you didn't actually listen, so it probably didn't affect you. But if you take it seriously, and if you're to sit down to listen to any piece of music, even if it's something you don't like, it's gonna make you feel something. There's something about music that makes you feel. And that's what the Lekach Le'aliva was telling us. There's something about music that makes us feel. And the whole concept of feeling is about when you have emotions, so that's what allows us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you are a totally emotionless person, which nobody in this room is, but let's say you're having a really bad day, or whatever it is, and you're feeling really blah about the world, and you want to curl up in a ball in your pajamas and watch a movie in your bed, so then you're probably not going to come so close to Hashem that day. You might, in some weird way, but probably not. But on a day that you let yourself be emotionally impacted by anything, whether it be your friends, or something you learned, or something you see outside, or a song that you heard, so then that's what opens you up to connect to anyone around you, and most importantly, Hashem. So with that, so it's very interesting, if you think about it, that Hashem gave what's called the koach hanigun, the ability to, like, sing to the birds. Okay, that's who has the koach hanigun in the world. Look at number four. It says, Mafteh hanigun nitein la'ofot hashamayim. V'zeh l'shon bal ha-be'er Avraham, b'no shahagra, ha-ofo yiradenu l'faninu al p'nei ha-shamayim l'dashin and ashin l'orer l'vavin l'simcha. The birds were given this koach to sing in order to awaken us, right? To open up our hearts with simcha, to connect to Hashem. And mivuar, sheshirat ha-tzipurim ma'ira ta-nefesh l'simcha. And it's explained that the song of the birds helps us come to simcha, right? Let's say you're going outside, even if you were in a bad mood, and suddenly you see, like, I mean, think of, like, the classic Disney movie, or, like, I keep thinking about Shrek. You see that, like, bird singing, or, like, Cinderella when she wakes up and, like, everybody sings in the morning, because that always happens. But, like, you know, like, you have that bird who's singing that beautiful melody, and suddenly it's like, oh, that's so cute and pretty. It, like, makes you feel good inside. Okay, so that comes from the birds. So, like, why the birds? Like, why didn't he give that to, I don't know, humans? Why can't we all sing beautifully? Like, wouldn't that be so nice? Like, we could just be one giant choir together all the time, like a musical. So, like, why not? So, why the birds? What is the other thing that defines a bird? What defines a bird? What makes it a bird and not an insect? It flies. It has wings. What do wings allow you to do? Fly. It raises you up high, right? So it's teaches us about the ability to raise our koach inside of us, to raise our souls higher. The same way that simcha has the koach to bring us higher and take us away from our sadness. So the birds represent, it's kind of like a reminder for us. We see a bird singing and it makes us happy, which allows us to kind of fly high above our other emotions that we may be experiencing and bring us back to that feeling of connecting to our emotions. Whenever I'm, like, kind of preparing a shiur or trying to figure out a concept in Torah, so I always find it's important to, like, try to go back to all the original sources of where we ever see these ideas. So the only place before Shirat Hayam that we really see this concept of music is in Bereishit, when Cain designs certain, or Yuval really designs certain musical instruments. And it says something very, very interesting there. Take a look at number five. Somebody else want to read? It's English.
I will.
You guys are a daring group. Yeah.
Number five.
Mm-hmm.
Yovel, the father of all those who play the lyre of the flute. In other words, art. In Cain's world, art is just as necessary as industry. A man departed from God, inner harmony, departed from man's heart. Art seeks to restore man's inner harmony through external stimulation. This is especially true of music. Music expresses neither images nor concepts, but only moods and feelings. It presents in a weak feelings. Thus, sensitizes the soul. like all fine art music is a preliminary stage of education of mankind for our goodness.
Okay, I would say that even the greatest intellect, which refers to as quite an intellect, would agree that there is place for art and music in the world. And it's not just that there's place for it, but what Rehersch says is that it's necessary, that music is a form of art, and art is necessary in order to bring us closer to God and to, again, because art expresses this sense of feeling. I think Alana said it before. It's not like, it just, what? How did you say, Alana? That, like, it doesn't have, like, I don't remember, what? Right, you don't need words, you don't need to express yourself with words. How many times have you ever been in a situation where you kind of feel like, I just can't find the right words to express myself? Okay, unless you're like a really big intellect and always have words. I know like one person in my life like that, and she's my mom. But that's it. Any of you have ever experienced where you are at a loss for words? Raise your hand. Wow, wonderful. So what do? So there are those who go towards art. There are those who veer towards music. There are those who find other expressions. Some knit or crochet. You're knitting, crocheting, whatever. You never know the difference. But there are various ways to connect yourself to a feeling without using words. And it's very important to use, to have this kind of emotional connection. And music, as he said, is a preliminary stage in the education of mankind towards goodness and truth. That when you tap into those types of arts and music and those things that are kind of what we call outside of the box, of the norms and learning, so they are things that open your mind back towards the MS of our reality. They can bring you closer to God. I'm going to skip the next piece in reverse. Oh, I messed up the numbers. Sorry. The next one is number 5 also, apparently. It's okay. Okay, so now we've already established that Shira seems to be an expression of our emotions, and it's something that we want to use in order to come closer to Hashem. Correct? Great. So what, and it's something that comes from Simcha, and it builds Simcha, and whatever, that's kind of what we've gotten to. But let me ask you a question. Every time you feel happy, okay, something great just happened to you, do you get up on a chair and start to sing like you're in a Broadway show? Yes. Really? I would like to live around you guys. I highly doubt that based on your participation thus far. But, regardless, my point is that there are good things that happen all the time, thank God, right? Great things happen. You got into that class you wanted, you got a great grade, your sister got her hummish today, whatever in the world is happening in your life, that's great, okay? But do you get up and sing a song every time? No. So what is the type of Shira that we're talking about here? Or really, what is the type of Simcha that we're talking about that is supposed to lead us to Shira? So let's take a look back in Bereishis. If you go backwards a few parshiyot to Vayishlach, we have a very interesting encounter in parshiyot Vayishlach, which is between Yaakov and somebody who's called an Ish. Some describe him as the Malach of Hashem. Some describe him as the Malach of Esav. And most of them are parshim say he's just a depiction of the Yitzhar Hara. But Yaakov has some form of interaction, or it's called a ma'avak. There's some kind of I don't know what the word is in English, because I forget my English. Whatever. It's an encounter between him and apparently the Yitzhar Hara. We're going to assume for our conversation that he's the Yitzhar Hara. And what happens? He has this encounter. They're fighting. And what happens? Anyone familiar? Wow. What?
Yaakov wins,
good, okay, and he gets like a little bit injured along the way, but Yaakov wins, and the Malach is like, all right, time for me to go, and that's it, and like, that's just what happens. He turns to Yaakov and he says, what? Thank you. He says, Shachini ki Allah ha-shachar. What does that mean? Shachini ki Allah ha-shachar, take a look at the Bereishis Rabbah, Vayomer Shachini ki Allah ha-shachar, v'higi hazman lomar shira. It's my time to go sing. Okay, so again, this is not, I'm not going to call this the first Shira on Tanakh because it's not outright in the Tanakh. This is the Medrash. But we have this understanding that the Malach was just defeated, and therefore he says, I have to go because I have to sing. Really? Like, we were just in the middle of a war, and like, you got to go sing? Okay, see ya. Like, what? So the Gemara brings down, Shachini ki Allah ha-shachar, Amar lo, ganavata, oh, I don't even know what this is. Koviostos ata shemitiyai min hashachar amar lo malachani umiyom shenivriti lo higia zmani lomar shiva adachshav. Okay, he said, Yaakov says to him, like, what do you mean you need to, like, go? It's the morning. Like, come on. Like, you, like, a thief. You scared of being caught. The light is out now. And he says, no, I'm a malach. And what does a malach have to do? From the time I was born until right now, I was never able to sing Shira until this moment. What does that mean? What about this moment allowed him to sing Shira? Take a look at the Mechtam Eliyahu, number 7. The Habeor. Ki l'kol inyan yish siba b'techlit. Every single thing in this world, thing, person, human, animal, anything, every creation in this world has a purpose. Tachlit ha-yetzer hi she-yinutzach ha-yedei ha-tov. And the purpose of the Yetzer Hara, the reason we have this force inside of us that's yelling at us to do all these terrible things, and the reason that this malach, who we're calling the Yetzer Hara, was fighting with Yaakov, is for what? Is so that we can overcome it. Its entire purpose is to be overcome. Al-yedei b'chirat ha-adam, that we should make good choices to overcome the Yetzer Hara. V'hainu giloi kvod yisparach. And then what occurs from us making a good choice? The default occurrence is that I make a good choice, the Yetzer is overcome, and now Hashem is revealed in the world. Meaning, I just made a kiddush Hashem by making a good choice, and therefore I reveal Hashem a little bit more in this world. Hashem is very, very much hidden in today's day and age. And every time one of you makes a good decision, every time one of you decides to do something that's, you know, it's eating you up and you're not sure what to do, but you go in the right direction, it lets Hashem into the world a little bit more. Or denetzach lechoshach, right? The light overcomes the darkness. The hasiba. So what does it mean when he says the sun came out and now I have to go? It means that there was a little bit of light now revealed in the world. And now it's time for me to reveal it to the whole, like, it's time for the revelation. So what is Shira? Why is he singing? Because he's feeling so proud that he just completed his goal. And by completing his goal, he allowed Hashem to come through in this world a little bit more. And his immediate reaction is a type of simcha that there's no other form of expression for aside from Shira. And once he's overcome, so he really has no purpose anymore with Yaakov, and the only thing for him to do is to sing Shira and reveal to the world that Hashem has now been revealed a little bit more because Yaakov overcame his Yetzer Hara. Okay, so now practically, what does this mean? So great, the Yetzer Hara overcame the Yetzer Hara was overcome, and therefore he sang Shira. What does this mean practically for each one of us?
Never had such a good audience in my life.
What?
Be careful what we listen to.
Okay. Meaning what?
Meaning, like, you listen to good songs, something you didn't hear.
Okay, forget the music for a second. I'm saying, like, what does it mean for, like, how are we going to sing Shira? Like, what's the goal here? Overcoming our Yetzer Hara, and in other words, yeah?
Everything we do can impact the world.
You're all saying the same thing, but basically what? Thank you! We have to accomplish our purpose, whatever that means, in order to sing Shira. We all have a purpose in this world. He said it in the first line, Ki l'kol inyan yishti ba v'techlit. And the way that we get to Shira, the simcha that we need to get is a simcha from accomplishing our goals. I asked you guys before, every time something good happens, do you sing up, you get up and you sing and dance? No. But let's say you were working on either some midah, or you're learning a sefer, or you could take Torah out of it, but Torah's and everything. But like, you're working on something, whatever it is, you're working on this project, okay? Let's say you're in the middle of, I don't know, I'm like staring at you something APR, but I like need like a, whatever. You have this whole full year project that you're working on. You're in college and you can't get your degree without it. You're working on it for months and months and months, and you finally like, you finish it and you close that book, and like the simcha that you get from that is like a totally different type of simcha than like you just heard your best friend got engaged. Why? Because you feel accomplished. You feel good about yourself. You feel like you just like did something that made an impact. And that's how we want to feel in the world of Yiddishkeit. right? That's how we want to feel with Hashem. That, let's say it is a mitzvah that we're working on, and we're working on for 5 years, you're working on this mitzvah, you're learning about it, you're putting yourself in situations about it, and finally you're in this situation, and you just like feel like you really got it down pat, and you're going to feel really good about yourself, because you feel like you're doing the right thing for your avodah. So a feeling like that should make you feel like you're singing, you need to sing Shira. Obviously, there's the concept that, like, at the end of our lives, we should all be zocha to totally accomplish our goals and come to Shemayim 100%, and we should be able to sing Shira. But there are smaller levels of it in our lives as well. So if you look at Rav Pinkus, he says the same idea. Every single creation has Shira, meaning we all have a potential Shira inside of us. And every single person, because we are different in character, in our nature, and whatever it is, so every person's Shira is different. And we all have the opportunity and the potential to sing a tremendous Shira to this world. So now, let's take the same idea, right? Okay, so we have this concept in our hands, that shlemus, a feeling of completion, a feeling of a sense of, wholeness, brings us to a tremendous simcha that leads us to Shira. So what is that feeling of completion that takes place at the Yom Tov? Let's go back to Azizhir. What happens at Kriyat Yom Tov? Okay, the seed splits. We got that part down, I think. What happens that brings us, okay, from stage one to stage two to stage three, right? We have completion, simcha, shira. So the simcha and shira are still going to be there. So what is that sense of completion that takes place at the Yom Tov? Yeah. Excellent. So take a look at number 9. Perfect. Kivan shebao v'hayam v'ra'u gvuratosha tosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What takes place at the Yom Tov that has never happened before, that brings Bnei Israel to completion, that brings us a sense of shleimus, emuna in Hashem? Think about it. We've never had it before. That an entire people are standing and believing one thing. We don't have it anymore today. It was like the only time, probably aside from Matan Torah, and maybe when the Hakamas of Beit HaMikdash or whatever, I'm sure we can think of, this is the first time for sure, that you have every single person, when you have an entire nation who is thinking the same exact unified thought, that I believe in God. Zehu. There's nothing else. Nothing that separates him. He's not wearing black and white, and he's not wearing a kippah seruga. There's nothing that separates us as a nation. We are so shalim in a sense that we've never been before and will rarely be again, that the expression is like such a high level of simcha as a nation, that the only way to express the feelings of emuna that we all feel together is through shira. It gets better. I promise. You've never heard anything like this in your life. Look at the Beis HaLevi. Az Yashir Moshe. Ita b'medrash Amar Moshe ba'az chatati she'amarti u'me'az bati l'dibur al paro hara la'am hazeh ba'az ani umer shira. U'lehazbir k'sat ha'kavana ba'zeh ma tikun hu zeh de'hashir na'emra ba'oto tzei v'lashon she'amar mikodah. Moshe says in Shemot Rabba that he sinned with the word as, and therefore he's going to correct his sin with the word as at the time of Az Yashir. How is Az Yashir a takana for Moshe sinning? Rak ha'inyan hine, mi shehu b'tzar, chalila, that Kadosh Baruch Hu ozro, umatilo, minotin ha'Kadosh Baruch Hu shevach v'hodaya al ha'tovah, sh'asa lo, yish v'zeh shmei ofanim v'chalukim hin harbeh. אם עיקר שמחתו של אדם מה שמשבח לשמו יפרח הוא רק עבור תובתו שקיד על עת עדתו ויצר הרי לא יוגדל שמחתו יותר מאיזו לא היה לוצר מקודם. What happens? Imagine the most incredible thing happened to you. Anyone want to share the like best thing that's ever happened to you in your life? I just need a really good example.
Coming to a grandma.
Okay, something better. I'm kidding. Anything? Okay, you just got that in time and why? No, we need something that, like, you had, like, bumps along the way, but, like, something really good happened.
The interview was really bad.
All right, we're going to go with NMY. Okay, so you just got your acceptance letter to NMY, and it was, like, a really hard journey getting there. You didn't know where to go. The interviews were so stressful. You had, like, 8 different schools. They're all calling you. They all want you, but, like, you really wanted NMY. You didn't think you were going to get it. Fine. You're going to make up a story all along the way. And what happens? You get your acceptance letter. You're like, thank you, Hashem! You're the best thing in the world! Right? And you're, like, so happy. So then what's the difference between, like, yesterday and today? Meaning, like, you're not any happier than you would have been had you not had the child the whole way. Like, you could have been this happy at the beginning. Does that make sense to you? Yeah, let's look at that again. No, but I'm saying, like, there's no difference of, like, thanking him that day than thanking him, like, 6 weeks ago for something else. Like, you had this whole journey, and, like, what happened? So, like, you got in, it's like, pretend nothing ever happened, and thank you again, and you move on. That's it. That's all he's saying. About Hashira. In the bolt, okay? Now, bottom of the page, number 10, in the bolt. Hashira sha'amru Moshe b'Yisrael, az lo hayah yikar simchatam al deshen yitzvu liyad ha-mitzvah. What are they singing Shira about? This is crazy. What are they singing Shira about? We all think, right? The Israelites are crossing onto the Mitzvah, are coming after them. You don't know what's going to happen. Hashem splits it open, they run across, and they're like, yes, we did it! No. What does the visa lady say? Read it again. I'm not saying it until someone's got it. First 2 lines of the book. Lo haya ikar simchatam al zeh shinatzu miyad ha-mitzvah. Okay? They are not happy because they received the mitzvah. Rak ikar simchatam haya al zeh shezachu liyotam hakli chifetz asher al yadam nitzgadel kodom yifara. It's gorgeous, yeah. Exactly. This is not only one unified nation, but one seriously selfless unified nation. What are they praising? Why are they so happy to the point that they're singing Shira? Because they realize that what just happened in the world, that Hashem creating a miracle as big as this one of Kriyat Yam Suf, means that Hashem was just revealed to the entire world. That the entire world just got a close-up look about how amazing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And they are so flattered that he did it through them. That he did it for them. And they are just so pleased that Hashem is now present in the world that they have nothing better to do than sing Shira. It's unbelievable. Forget the fact that they were saved from the Mitzvah. Forget everything. They're just happy that Hashem's presence is known in the world. It gets even better. The inking. Hare Hashira ne'emra gam al Hashiva hakadum. Kmo hagi'ula. Ne'ilma le Hashiva go hayam akom lehigi'ula v'simku v'hashiva hakadum. Kmo v'hagi'ula shal atah. So what does that mean practically? That not only were they singing a song about how they were saved and how that revealed the end of the world, but that means that they're also singing a song to thank Hashem for all of his sorrows and for the whole galut leading up to it. Because without the Gaul and without the Tzarah, there would be no Geula, and there would be no Savior, and there would be no miracle. And therefore, they're thanking Hashem for their entire journey. And the type of Shira that comes from something like this is a Shira that encompasses an entire experience. It's not just about, yay, something good happened this moment, but it's a recognition that an entire experience that we go through brought Hashem out into the world, and there's no feeling like that in the world except for one that brings it out, Shira. And I left the source of the Rishi, but there's a very interesting source in it. Also, it's a paper called Alaka Falibu, but I had something else from it. But he says something very interesting. The word shir is the same letter as yashar, that the concept of shir comes from this, like, yashar is like, I'm going to call it perfection for the sake of the conversation, but it's, shir comes from the recognition that something perfect just happened. An entire perfect experience. I'm running out of time, aren't I? So then you may think that if it's true that we only sing Shira when we finish some kind of right? We finish some goal, we reach a goal, we have just revealed Hashem to the world, or Hashem reveals himself to the world, either through a miracle, but through our own personal experience. So then it sounds like not to put us down, like I hope we're reaching goals all the time, but like we're not singing Shira all the time. Like we don't have Shira, Shira is not like a major part of our lives. But at the same time, we have this Shabbat Shira, and if you think about Torah and how many things include Shira in it, so it really is essential to our lives. So how do we kind of like tie the two together? How do we make it more important in our everyday lives, even if we're not feeling like we're reaching some level of completion in a goal every day? So the Kedushas Levi adds a very, very interesting dimension to the to Aziah Shir that I think can help us bring Shir into our everyday lives. Take a look at what he says. Al pizeh yuvan mashenemar Aziah Shir. Aziah Shir, right? There's a famous question, why is Aziah Shir raised in future? We will sing. Al sheh Al tali yidam lomar shirat hoshet v'tshuah. Because what happened when they were slaves in Mitzrayim and sitting in the galut, they had this thought in their minds, hey, maybe we'll sing something. And that's why it says they will sing. Because back when they were still in galut, they thought, one day we're going to sing. I have this song, it's like, it's there, it's in the works, and it's going to happen, we're going to sing it. ובזה מובן שכוונת הכתוב כך, ויאמינו בהשם משה עבדו, אז ישיר משה בני ישראל. פירוש אז ואית ישיר, משה בני ישראל, שקי על קודם התשועד שמשום השני אמר ישיר. אז ויאמינו בהשם משה עבדו. They know that they're going to sing when they finally reach that point, ויאמינו בהשם משה עבדו. שגם קודם התשועד האמינו שבבדו יעשה ימיים מיסו ונפלו. They had such a strong foundation of belief, right? Not a full belief until they crossed the mountains, but they had these like inklings of emunah and this feeling that they trust in Hashem and they trust that there's going to be a Yeshua one day, to the point they already had the beginnings of thoughts of what Shira is going to be when that thing happens. The chidush gadol ishmianu akatuv shegam kozim hatshua ha'aminu ba'Hashem shebevada yoshia lahem. That they at least, this is like a big chidush, they at least had emunah that there was going to be a savior. They didn't recognize how incredibly amazing it was going to be, and there was going to be outright miracles in front of their face, but they really did believe that there's going to be something that's going to save them. And that is what allowed them to kind of have like the Shira in the works, so to speak. And what it teaches us is something amazing. That forget, like, okay, so you just had that, you came to that ultimate point, and you accomplished your goal, and you want to sing. But it's not just that. We're not just supposed to have Shira in our minds then. Shira is something that should be at the tip of our tongue at every moment, because there's potential for this amazing potential being brought to reality at every moment in our lives. And as we're going through every experience, there should be this feeling of, I'm going to make it, I'm going to get there, and I'm going to have that feeling of shlemus. And therefore, your Shira is supposed to always be in the works. And the Yesh Kodesh brings it down, and he says, that cloud gadol lanu. This is like, there's nothing like this. Any of it, I'm saying this is a tremendous, tremendous lesson for us. שבכל היסורים שאין אז במה נתחזיק, אז צריכים להתחזיק וגם לשמוע חזור. וזה שהיה יכול להיות חס וחלילה עוד יותר רע. Because no matter what situation we find ourselves in, we're always supposed to have a certain amount of hope, and already this certain amount of, like, there should be a sense of simcha even in a time of tzara, because things could be worse and things will be better. And that's, like, that's really the lesson for us in terms of bringing Shira into our everyday lives. Now, practically, as a nation, though, we are in a little bit of a tough spot. Because realistically, what I said before about the way that we felt at the Yom Tov is very much, unfortunately, not a way that we feel right now. And while I do think that many, many Jewish people feel some form of a belief in Hashem, there is a very, very giant disconnect and gap between the Jewish people. And therefore, as a nation, we're lacking in that Shira. We're lacking in song. We're lacking in the sense of simcha that comes with serving Hashem in that way. We're not emotionally connecting to one another, and therefore we're not emotionally connecting to Hashem as a nation in the proper way. So what is our avoda in that sense and in that case? So I can't give you an answer that I know for sure, but I think that the best thing we could do at this point in our lives is to be working on our personal Shira, to be recognizing that obviously, again, when you reach the end of your lives, you're going to have that ultimate Shira. But we need to have goals. We need to be setting ourselves stages, and we need to be bringing ourselves to levels of shlemus in our lives so that we can feel that type of simcha in Yiddishkeit. And I'm telling you, you're not going to feel a sense of connection to Hashem and a sense of simcha in your avoda if you're not working on it and if you're not trying to bring yourself somewhere. And when you do bring yourself somewhere, there's no... Has anyone here like made a siyum yet on anything? Have anyone made a siyum in your lives? Okay, b'shat tova mustachas. Then and there, you'll all be making siyum. But there's something about finishing, even finishing a sefer. People are in there, like, without fail, there's at least, like, 2 chavrusas in MMY who, like, finish Tanakh every year. Or whatever it may be, because you could finish sefer bereishit. You probably don't even realize that you, like, deserve a siyum in your life. But, like, the feeling of completion, the feeling of reaching a goal as an individual really changes... It really changes you emotionally and the way that you connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I wish you many experiences of that sort. But to leave you on a hopeful note of our national Shira, so it's very interesting that this is a famous idea, and it's well known, it's brought down by Rashi, that the Az Yashir that we sing at Kriyat Yom Tov is very interestingly a remnant for Tchiyat HaMitim in the Torah. Rashi says that when we say Az Yashir, we will sing, that this is the hint in the Torah that one day there is going to be Tchiyat HaMitim. So, what does that mean? That why is this the remez for Tchiyat HaMitim? Because the same thing that happened at Yom Tov, where we all recognized Hashem, we all felt united. So ultimately, in the time of Mashiach, we are going to feel the same exact way. And it's going to bring about that same form of Shira. And that Az Yashir, we will sing without a doubt when Mashiach comes, we will sing. Of course we're going to sing. When Mashiach comes, the whole world is going to recognize Hashem. And just very practically, because it's Rosh Chodesh Shabbat, I found something very, very interesting. Look at that last word, Sefer Mitzvah. Az Yashir Moshe Abdi Yisrael B'Gomer. Amr Bazar HaKadosh Parsha Zu Shekol Misha Omer Shir B'Olam Haga Zocha La'Omer La'Olam Haga. That all those who sing in this world will be Zocha to sing in the next world. B'Shira Zo Nechla Ko Ha'Avar V'Ha'Obeh V'Atid. The song of Az Yashir is timeless. For Rashi Katav Mikan Tzchiyat HaMitim in the Torah, it's a remez for Tzchiyat HaMitim. Im Melchinan Mehecha L'Tzchiyat HaMitim Hare Shekan Musha Shekwach Tzchiyat HaMitim. If it's true that this is the hint of Tzchiyat HaMitim, so it must mean that the koach of Tchiyat HaMitim is found in Az Yashir. What does that mean? Mizeh HaTam Chal Tu Bishvat B'Shavuot Chal Parsha B'Shalach. This is why Tu Bishvat and Parsha B'Shalach always coincide. Ki Tu Bishvat Hu Gan and Yan Chal Tchiyat HaMitim. Tu Bishvat is all about bringing life back. Ki Az Ha'ilonu Bishna Arimi Shinatam B'Kamim L'Tchiyat. Right? The trees, the spring, the awakening, the blossoming. This is the awakening of the trees, and it's kind of starting new life for us. And at that same time, Hashem kind of wakes us up. Shehu Eitas Azad, right? We're compared to the trees. Sheyakum Tchiya V'yitzarif Im Kol Atzei Hasada V'yitz Tchiyachad V'yitz Tchiyachad. And we're going to be awakened with the trees at the time of their revival. The open to Adam he the Simcha and how are we going to be awakened through this Shira, through this song. Every day, or really every this week in specific, right? That week of Parsha B'Shalach, right before Tu B'Shvat, it's supposed to kind of be our alarm clock. It's saying, okay, you may have been sleeping through the entire fall and winter, but guess what? It's time to wake up. It's time to get yourself snapped out of whatever you've been doing, and it's time to wake up. And not only that, in Parsha B'Shalach, and not only that, but those who say Shira, those who say Az Yashir every single day, have a tremendous merit. Because what is Az Yashir supposed to do for us every single day? Every day when we get up to Az Yashir in our tefillah, it should be a reminder for us that we have goals. And that we need to wake ourselves up, right? He says we're often found in the hergel of our lives. We do things by rote all the time. I know you're in seminary and you're always inspired, but many of us do things by rote very, very often. You may even be davening from rote very often and saying Az Yashir from rote. So the whole concept of Az Yashir is supposed to be that little alarm clock that says, guys, don't you want to sing Shira? Don't you want to feel close to Hashem? Don't you want to connect emotionally? Don't you want to get somewhere? Don't you want to do something? Don't you want to wake up? That's what Az Yashir is. It's a wake-up. That's what Shira is supposed to be. That it's, a, I mean, it's an endless circle, because Shira leads us to wake up, and waking up is supposed to make us sing Shira. They go hand in hand. And every time you turn on music, you should feel yourself connecting emotionally and say, how do I want to connect emotionally? And do I want to listen to happy music? Do I want to listen to sad music? How do I want to feel? And where do I want to take myself? And where do I want to go? And the ultimate goal is that we all want to go to the same place. We all want to sing Shira together as a nation. And Be'ezus Hashem, Bimhir B'Aminu Amin, we will be singing Shira as a nation once again.